definitely top three when it comes to one of my favorite Paul the Prince songs. I think the other two, he should know those songs. It's, take a guess, real quick, take a guess.
Well, I don't know.
Take a guess. We spoke about this.
We spoke about this.
How long ago was this?
Yeah, it was years ago also. It was years ago, but I'll tell you.
Yeah.
The Marry Me song.
Oh yeah, Marry You song. Yeah, Marry You.
And then the feature that you had with Slammer, now, you know, Evangelist. But
yeah,
but,
an Evangelist but, now.
Yeah.
Another love song. Let's go to another love song.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. Speculate. No, sorry. Another love song.
Yeah,
sorry.
Another love song.
Oh man. Man.
I think this one has to be my favorite. The one that just faded out now.
Now the slow motion. With
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we've got the one and only the man. You listen. If it's one other gentleman that I can stretch my hand out and say, listen. Apart from myself, that always finds myself on the street. That always works hard. That's always pushing something one way or another. Has to be Paul the freaking Prince, man.
Come on with it.
Paul the Prince,
what's
man.
What's going on?
What's happening, player,
I can't believe,
man.
I've known Inescape for a long time. I've never been on a show.
You've never been on an
show? But just think about it.
It's actually true.
I have never been on a show. Maybe conflict of interest? No, not even.
Oh.
Because I mean, you did national for a long while.
I was on national for a while, so I know. We used to. There's a time we used to do a show at the same time. I can't remember. I think it was Drive.
No, I was no. But here's the thing, right?
You were doing the Drive at the time.
Yeah, I was doing the Drive.
Yeah, and I was doing the Drive.
We were doing the Drive, so we couldn't.
Yeah.
But we did have it. Did we not have a telephonic?
Once maybe
we had a telephonic once,
but I've never been in the studio with you like this.
Studio like this,
yeah.
And I think I'm now meeting Shaquan now.
Yeah.
I see the. We've never met. Yeah,
wait, you guys have never met.
We've never met.
That's what I'm saying.
That's insane.
Where will we meet? It's again. I'm so old.
Exactly. Because I know if I see Shaquan, I'm like, hey, there's a bottle with your name on it. Yeah. What are you drinking? You know?
Ah, man. No, Paul the Prince. That means this is a momentous occasion. That means this is a beautiful setup. This is how the universe works, all right?
Exactly.
The universe said, listen, we're going to leave the special occasion for the three of them to be in one space.
Yeah, yeah.
When we have those car keys with the four rings, man.
Come on.
How dare you? What?
Yep.
Congratulations, Guta.
Congratulations,
man. Thank you so much. If anybody's listening and they're on my WhatsApp contacts and I've not replied yet, I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you the number now.
Yeah.
It's the number on the WhatsApp. I think I told NSK, the screenshot.
Yeah, you did.
Because I was like, I'm trying to balance. You get a lot of calls, you get a lot of messages, but I don't want people to think I don't appreciate it. I really do appreciate each and every single person took the time out to say congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got so many messages that day. I don't know why. I almost thought I was going to get blocked on Instagram. Yeah, no, because I had a lot of mentions and then I had a lot of comments.
Comments, yeah.
And a lot of tags. And then it was calls and then it was Facebook and then it was WhatsApp. Then there was texts. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. Because I didn't actually know that, you know, a lot of people do wish you well through this journey. You know, when you're working in this business, sometimes you forget. Somebody told me that at the time, like, you know, don't feel like you don't deserve it. And I'm like, it does feel like that sometimes.
Why do you think you felt that way?
No, I don't know. It's like a lot of people. There's a lot of back chatter sometimes where you work in these circles, you know. So, you know, sometimes people don't like you for certain reasons. I don't know. It's whatever. It could be for something funny or something. You know, somebody might trigger you with something that they say. And you also, as a person, you forget because of the amount of things you have to do just to make it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just to put like the bread on the table.
And to get to that, to get the bread.
I didn't have breakfast this morning. I don't have no butter. You know, I need to go to Checkers right now after this, you know.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know, somewhere by the corner. I don't know. You know, so that's been the chat this week. And I pray a lot. And I was reminded about one thing. I mean, if God said it's your time, then it is your time. And
I'm
so grateful to be able to rock a brand that I've been a fan of so long. You know, the funny thing, I think I'm just speaking.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Listen, if you go on my Instagram. Prince show now, my man. Talk to us.
Yeah, if you go on my Instagram and see the little Paul the Prince guy on that video that I put last time.
Come on, I actually did see that last
week.
That was a good reflection. So that was back in 2007.
Imagine, but if you listen to what I said I'm going to go watch the Transporter 3. And all my friends knew why. It's because Jason Statham was actually driving an Audi in that one. And I was like, German precision. This car is moving faster. It was an Audi.
Oh,
I've been a big fan of
it.
If you listen to those words. And I went in the office and I said, I don't know if it's manifestation or what you want to call it, but I've been a big fan of the brand. And it's not one thing I went to and say, hello.
Come on.
I never did that. you know. And when the message came, I couldn't believe it. And so I was like, it's still too good to be true. But okay, a few weeks went on, and then it started materializing. I think it took about 3 months for everything to actually come
together. To get to this point now.
But it was like one of the biggest secrets, one of the hardest ones to keep. Because you know what people want to do and what's happening, but you can't speak about it.
How long did you know before you could actually announce?
I've checked my WhatsApp because I still have that message. That must have been March or June.
Wow.
I think in the beginning of June.
Yeah.
So basically what Paul is saying right now is that it took 16 years for that dream to manifest without even him being mindful of it. So the reason why we're speaking about the four rings, mind you, is because Paul the Prince, I highly doubt you missed it, but just to remind you, Black King. Come on, man.
I mean, come on, man.
He is the new brand ambassador for Audi Namibia.
That's massive.
When did it sink in for you that this actually happened?
I think when I was with my friend, I told him I still can't believe that it happened. I don't know.
Were you driving in the car at the time?
Yeah, no, as soon as we signed and everything, you went home with the car.
Like
as soon as we it was parked right in front of my house, but
it's just there.
Yeah. And then my friend was like, but I'm just not gonna sit in it, and I'm like, no, I don't know. I don't really like that.
Yeah.
Funny thing, I went out with him and we did a little prayer and we talk about Jeremiah 29:11. Yeah. And you know, I know the plans I have for you first.
Come on.
And we did that prayer. That was a prayer point. And then went back in the house, got back on the coast. Mm. It didn't even take long. I had to go do a voice ad. So used the same car, got back home. I think it was only later at night when I had to go do another gig in the night. And I had to go with the car. And I'm like, I'm actually driving in another car.
You can see in his face, right?
Still sinking in.
It's because a lot of people do remind you, say, wow, man, it's massive. Like, I know how big it is. I think I've never actually blown the horn too much on it, even up to now. But I'm so grateful. I mean, the team at Audi are so awesome. I even just dropped by a random day for coffee. They're always so helpful. And I think that they do remind you that sometimes if you keep doing what you do, you know, then certain things are going to come your way.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you this because, I mean, Shaquan is also very privy to the question that I'm about to ask you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are very religious, my guy.
I am.
Walk us through that. Like, has this always been the case growing up in your home?
I didn't know this about you.
Yeah.
Growing up, I have been religious, but if I look at the journey, I wish I could give you the whole backstory.
Yeah.
I'll give you a brief one. Growing up, I came from absolutely like nothing. And
when you say nothing,
I mean like it wasn't, you know, I even used to walk to school. And I would get a fare and you know, your dad would tell you, hey, it's either you buy lunch or you take a bus. Buses. I was going to school in Lusaka at the time. And I learned how to hustle when I was there. You know, I would write lyrics for people in school. And that time, Top Back was hot and all these songs. I'm a big hip-hop fan. I think NSK see me MC, and a lot of people see me MC or hear me, rather.
Yeah.
And then they're like, but how do you know these lyrics? I think I'm so good at catching lyrics.
Yeah, he's so good at it. I ask him that all the time, and I get annoyed when we MC together.
It's been a thing I've been doing forever, you know. I don't know. It can be a foreign song, it can be a local. I'm just so good at catching lyrics. So that was my hustle back in the day.
Yeah.
And then I went on to do the TV show. As a child, the one that I put on my Instagram,
and I
used to get paid so little. It was like either you buy clothes
to look good for the show,
you know. And I was still in school at the time because I started in my 11th grade. That's when I started doing the hustle. I've done so many hustles, from selling phones and people don't even know this, you know, T-shirts, so many. And then you know, when I came here, I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna study and then. Yeah.
And see where
they
all
see where it goes. But I'm just going to be like a normal student. And I know I lied to myself because then I started doing UNAM radio, started doing everything. You learn how to. I did like choreography. And through the journey, I've noticed one thing. I mean, when you pray and you move with faith and you move with the hope that the next day is going to provide what is necessary for you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And you know, people get it twisted sometimes with prayer. You know, it doesn't mean that when you pray for something, it's going to happen. Mm. You're praying for something to say, you know what, God, you're going to make a way. But even if it doesn't go as I think it should, let your will be.
I trust your will. Yeah.
And that's what Shaquan is saying now. Like, it's taken so long to manifest that. For a lot of things to materialize. And you don't realize that you're living the dream sometimes, only until somebody tells you.
True.
You know, even like what you were saying about me here, sometimes you actually realize, oh, you know, I actually do a lot. I do work in the night. And, you know?
yeah.
You know, you, I'm one person who goes by the day as it comes and whatever. I just get this done today. But and I look back and I'll say, but God, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of issues that happened back in the day, and a lot of people try to put dirt on your name and stuff.
Yeah.
But I have one thing I know about myself is I'm not really about the noise. I always want to put my head down and work, because there's something that I love about the media and entertainment. It's so fun, man.
But what keeps you going, though? How do you block out, you know, cliche, but naysayers?
Yes.
There's a lot of things that I ask me, like, how do you?
Because, man, we know this industry. Yeah. We've been in the industry. You did mention that, like, you know, why you? And it's like the people that you would expect to celebrate you that are the first to be like,
And that was funny. Somebody, you know, even on the same day. Yeah, somebody would be like, yeah, but how do I also get this, you know?
But also, how do you pull up?
And then my friend called me.
Who's that?
Like,
who do we pull up on?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, you know, some people, like, you know, when they see that, like, yo, but how do I also get it? And I'm like, bruh, I wish there was a formula. But anyway, I'm not that kind of person. I say, if you're winning, you know, it's your time. Shine on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think what I've learned from this, how I managed to do this, is I'm content with what I have. I've never sat down in my house to say, hey, I need to work this hard so tomorrow I'm going to buy a Range Rover. Oh, by next year, I'm going to be in a bigger house. I've always elevated. I stayed down the road, actually. And it was a shared situation.
Yeah.
I went and stayed into a smaller one room with everything.
Living room. Four walls.
You know, people are sitting on your bed, you're playing FIFA. Then now where I'm staying now, I actually have a studio. I've got more room. I've got a room where there's just shoes, and that's where the mic is, you know. And it's been a gradual elevation in everything that I do. I think I always seek to do, like, what is the next thing we can get done? And I've always tried. I think what keeps me going is just, what's the next thing? I'm learning every day, guys. And people don't know that. Like, every single day I'm on YouTube watching a documentary about something. Somebody can give me, like, you can tell me, like, you're feeling some type of way. Yeah. And I'll tell you a quick diagnosis, because based on what either
you
I felt
watched
it.
Or yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even, like, with a DJ thing. A lot of people ask me about how do you move the vocals and whatever. I've actually learned. I practice while I'm at home. I do, okay, this is what I need to learn, a new transition. Because I feel like a lot of people get comfortable with where they are. Like, you know what? Like, hey, I know how to do it like this. And it's going to be like this.
That's going to be it.
No. I mean, if you look now, there's other mics, there's other cars, there's other PCs. Why are you going to be the one stuck in time?
Exactly.
You know what, Ney? I know we're running out of time, partner. Sorry. But regardless of what anyone out there who just hasn't really found it in their hearts to celebrate you yet. Why do you think it was Paul's time to align with Audi? Am I making sense?
Like me? You want me to say that?
Like you? Yeah, no, listen, like, you will say it.
Oh, I mean, like, I don't have an answer for it.
Why was it Paul's time? What is it that Paul has put in that they don't see? Am I making sense?
Well, I know what you're saying. People don't see the hours behind
Come
that.
On.
Yo, if I did it the number of times where you've gone 2 days and you slept 2 hours, in 48 you've slept like two or four. People don't see that. And in behind all this stuff, there's a lot of people that, you know, I don't like going out and saying, no, I'm helping who and who. I help a lot of people personally. If I can, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? And people don't see all that behind, you know. And people don't see the number of times you sit down and cry because things didn't go your way. People don't see the times you send wrong messages to somebody who didn't pay you for something that you put so much work in. But it's taken a long time. There's been a lot of experiences. And if I sit down here and look at the number of years from that video, is when I started everything. And I put it up this year, before even all that. And to see that young man, and then look at myself, I can see the growth and the elevation. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity, actually, to even just get it done, because a lot of people don't get it. You know, and even the love that people show every single time, it doesn't matter if I'm at the gas station or if I'm in the, you know, because I think people like the vibes. Sorry, I know you behind the scenes. Sorry,
it's behind the scenes stuff. You don't need to talk about that.
Oh, my bad. No, I was gonna offer you some ice or something. You know? Yeah, you know, I saw her doing that, but yeah. You know, I hope it answers your question, Chikwan. It's the number of hours we don't see the sacrifices. You hear it in rap music, but I think I know exactly what they mean. It's a lot of sacrifices that go behind this. Funny enough, you know, I actually lost a whole vehicle last year. I purchased a vehicle for my friend, paid full price for it.
Wait, is it the one that I know? The blue one?
No, I had a Swift.
Actually. The Swift?
Imagine. Uh-huh. And the police came while I was working. Yeah, I know. Somebody's complaining there's a stolen car outside. And then the kids were looking for Paul. And I'm like, me? Stolen car? You know, we went to the police station at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's like sometime last year. And that's why my friend reminded me and say, And then it went for a time where I was fighting back and forth, trying to get that money back. Yeah. I never even got it in full.
Your friend did this to you.
Yeah, well, I hope he's not listening, but shout out to him. Because it's part of the blessing.
Come on.
In my heart, it was a lot of money, SK. Shagwan.
Yeah.
Imagine something you worked hard for to buy.
Come on.
And it's gone. And then you save to buy another one. Then it was a broken one. Then you buy another one. And then you finally, I got one outside. I didn't bring the one that I got sponsored on today because it's like, you know what, I'm a little tired. So let me not cruise through the city in the morning. It's a crazy traffic here.
Yeah.
But imagine that. Now I got two. Obviously, one is sponsored, but coming from nothing. I was walking even sometime. People found me jogging to Vernie. I'm like, no, I'm just working out, you know, because I don't stay far from there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then I'm like, yeah, no, I'm just working out. I'm just going to go to the mall.
But you're actually going for a gig, or you're actually going for a meeting.
Or you got so many gigs, and now you got an in-drive or Yango or whatever, and you're spending so much money in a weekend because somebody promised you, like, no, we'll sort you out tomorrow. You know? And that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people don't see all these things behind the scenes where you had to forgive. You've had to let go of certain things, you know? And that's why when I... That day, you know, I never even told my dad before we go. I know you guys, it's a breakfast show. it's not a talk show. So I never even told my father. I actually told him when I was there. Because most people didn't know. That's the reason why it was like that. Because I never spoke about it. But I did drop a hint on a Tuesday. I dropped the song, Pull Up in the Four Door Audi.
No way.
On the Tuesday. Because they told me the time. They said Thursday, this time.
Oh, Nadia and Akai song.
Yeah. So, and then my dad, I video called him and then he saw my name on the guy and he couldn't believe it. And this was early in the morning, like 9 o'clock, around this time.
Yeah.
Because that's the time we were doing the handover. And he's like, wow. And he said the same thing that I've told you now. He said, God is so good.
Yeah.
He will never forsake you. You know what I'm saying? And I think I get it from them. So
I think it's beautiful, man.
Thank you
so much for that.
Paul the Prince, man.
I don't want to overdo this, but I'm going to leave you with Psalm 91.
I love that one.
Probably the most powerful prayer you will ever find in the Bible.
I love
all
that
the
one.
Best it's, from this point onwards. Keep shining. Come on, Black King.
Hey.
I'll never get tired of saying that.
I just... I